Unit 2, Exercise 11. Genetically modified crops are plants used in agriculture. Their DNA has been modified using genetic engineering techniques. In most cases, the aim is to introduce a new trait to the plant, which does not occur naturally in the species. Examples in food crops include resistance to certain pests, diseases, or environmental conditions, reduction of spoilage, or resistance to chemical treatments, for example, resistance to a herbicide, or improving the nutrient profile of the crop. Examples in non-food crops include production of pharmaceutical agents, biofuels, and other industrially useful goods, as well as for bioremediation. Farmers have widely adopted GM technology. Between 1996 and 2013, the total surface area of land cultivated with GM crops increased by a factor of 100, from 17,000 square kilometres to 1,750,000 square kilometres. 10% of the world's croplands were planted with GM crops in 2010. In the US, by 2014, 94% of the planted area of soybeans, 96% of cotton, and 93% of corn were genetically modified varieties. In recent years, GM crops expanded rapidly in developing countries. In 2013, approximately 18 million farmers grew 54% of worldwide GM crops in developing countries. A study in 2014 showed that GM technology adoption had reduced chemical pesticide use by 37%, increased crop yields by 22%, and increased farmer profits by 68%. Yield gains and pesticide reductions are larger for insect-resistant crops than for herbicide-tolerant crops. Yield and profit gains are higher in developing countries than in developed countries. There is general scientific argument that food on the market derived from GM crops poses no greater risk to human health than conventional food. GM crops also provide a number of ecological benefits. However, opponents have objected to GM crops per se on several grounds, including environmental concerns. Whether food produced from GM crops is safe, whether GM crops are needed to address the world's food needs, and economic concerns raised by the fact that these organisms are subject to intellectual property law.